Balloon troubles.
It's here! It's finally here!
Lanky, dark-haired beauty Rain raced her head to see what her live-in girlfriend Tina was talking about. Tina, a bubbly, chunky, bosom brunette in a tight green sweater, was unpacking a small cardboard box that had just arrived in the mail. Rain was totally baffled until Tina pulled out a large green balloon. Immediately, Rain guessed that Tina had very thoughtfully purchased something to indulge her inflation fetish. Of course, watching a balloon inflate was a poor substitute for an actual person, but it was a thought that mattered. "That's really great," said Rain, smiling half-heartedly. She didn't want to look too unenthused, but she suspected that Tina still didn't entirely understand exactly what excited her so much about inflation.
"No, no, silly," gushed Tina. "I know what you're thinking. This must be some stupid overpriced bedroom prop, but this is no ordinary balloon. See, I ordered it from a very special custom shop on the internet, so you know they got to be reputable. It's got a special magical effect that I thought would interest you, so I just had to get it."
Rain raised one thin eyebrow skeptically.
"Here, I'll show you right away," said Tina happily. "Sit down and watch this. I'm gonna blow this balloon up and then suck all the air out. If all goes right, it should inflate me to twice the size of the balloon. Watch."
Tina inhaled deeply, thrusting out her already ample chest, and huffed into the balloon. Instantly, the rubber bladder swelled up until it was about the size of a mature watermelon.
"Now comes the fun part," grinned Tina, as she pinched the nozzle, her eyes twinkling mischievously.
She held it to her mouth and once again started inhaling. At first, nothing happened. Obviously, thought Rain. She hadn't really expected anything to happen. This was apparently just yet another internet scam that had suckered poor gullible Tina into shelling out a few bucks for a worthless gimmick. Suddenly, Rain realized what was happening. Tina's chest bulged slightly, and Rain had assumed it was because she had just taken in a good lungful of air. But she was still inhaling long after she could have reached her lungs' capacity, and her bust was slowly stretching outward.
"Tina, you're blowing up!"
Tina smiled, keeping her mouth firmly anchored around the balloon's nozzle. The air continued to flow into her, puffing her cheeks out. Slowly, her body was beginning to grow. Her ample breasts were swelling, pressing harder against her green sweater, stretching out the pleats. Below them, her flattened belly plumped to a small mound. Ren tentatively pressed a hand against her girlfriend's expanding tummy, testing the pressure. It gave slightly, and Tina almost giggled at the sensation. Nothing was better than feeling the lover's hand against her bloated middle while she continued to grow. Tina's stomach looked like a basketball by now. It was so full, and she wriggled slightly as she felt it pushing against her snug black jeans. Her plumping boobs caused the sweater to rise up slightly, exposing the bottom curve of her ballooning gut. She lowered one hand and ran it along the subtle pink stripe for her large abdomen.
"Tina," purred Rain, running her hands along the swelling expanse of her lover's large belly. "You did this all for me? You know, it's always been my fantasy to have my lover inflate like a giant balloon, and now I finally can!"
She walked behind Tina and wrapped her arms around her inflating girth. Rain nibbled playfully on Tina's ear, and Teagle gurgled happily deep in her throat. Soon, Rain felt her linked fingers begin pulling apart as Tina's growing turn pushed against them with increasing force. She released her grip and contented herself by stroking her lover's ever-increasing flanks. The air inside the balloon continued to disappear down Tina's throat, making her grow to even more incredible proportions. She wrinkled her brow and gave Rain a pleading look, pointing at the cinching waistline of her tight jeans. Rain chuckled, understanding.
"I get it, you poor thing. You're getting so big and round that those pants must be awfully tight. Let me help relieve some of the pressure."
Rain slipped her fingers into Tina's belt and struggled to unbuckle it. It was not an easy feat, since Tina's belly now pushed against it with so much force that there was very little give at all. In addition, the upper portion of her ballooning midsection was now spilling over the straining waistline, blocking Rain's access to the belt buckle. She pressed gently on Tina's tummy, pushing it up and out of the way. Tina let out a small, worried squeak when she did that, making Rain laugh again. Don't worry, silly. There's plenty of give in there. You're not so full yet that pushing on your tummy could make you pop, see?
She pushed harder on Tina, causing her to lose her balance and flip over backwards. She was so full of air that she didn't fall, but rather gently drifted to the ground, where she lay on her back, growing even bigger. She was at least as big as a Volkswagen now, thought Rain, marveling at the ability of her clothes to withstand the enormous internal pressure of her rapidly inflating body. Tina waved her arm helplessly. She was so bloated that she could do little ease.
You're getting so big, squealed Rain, lowering herself on top of her expanding girlfriend.
She sank slightly into Tina's front, causing Tina to moan quietly at the closeness and warmth of her body. Rain quickly scuttled forward so that she could look Tina straight in the eyes.
You're so full and round that we'll never fit you back out the door now. We'll have to deflate you some later. Now, take out that balloon and let me kiss you, you big sexy balloon.
Tina made a contented noise that almost sounded like a sigh and tried to pull the balloon out of her mouth. She held it in both hands and gave the shrinking orb a gentle tug. It didn't move, remaining firmly lodged in her mouth. She furrowed her brow and shot Rain an exquisite look. Rain shrugged.
Something wrong, Tina? Is it stuck?
Tina nodded, a worried expression crossing her face. She gestured to the balloon and then to the bloated form of her body. Rain grabbed the balloon and tried to pull too, but it stayed firmly stuck.
That's weird, said Rain, slightly worried. Just a sec, babe. Let me go take a look at the manual.
She clumsily climbed off of Tina and went to rummage through the box. Nearly spherical, Tina could do little other than stare at the ceiling and listen to the slow, steady hiss issuing from her growing body and the ominous creeping of her tightened clothes. It was so soothing that it almost lulled her to sleep until Rain suddenly burst into her field of vision, her eyes wide with panic.
You said this would inflate you to only twice as big as a balloon! You've got to be 5 times that already! Shouldn't it be almost done?
Tina suddenly didn't feel sleepy anymore. On the contrary, she now felt quite worried. Tina waved her turgid arms helplessly. Her inflated bulk now took up most of the room and she was growing faster and faster. Her sweater was pushed up around her chin by her gargantuan knockers, which were struggling to overwhelm her hefty brassiere. Below that, her beach ball-sized pot belly finally won its battle against her jeans as the top button flew across the room with a sharp crack. Her blimpy stomach, free of the constraint, billowed out like an overfilled water balloon. Tina grabbed at her giant belly in desperation and tried to push it back, but the pressure inside was so great that she was afraid pushing on her own stomach too hard might cause it to rupture.
Tina, are you okay?
Cried Rain, grabbing Tina's turgid arms and pulling her back to her feet.
You're blowing up so fast! Is something wrong?
Tina pointed at the instruction manual, still lying, unread, in the box that the magic balloon had arrived in. Rain understood, grabbed a thin booklet, and quickly flipped through it.
Okay, directions. Ah, here we go. Uh-oh.
Tina's bright blue eyes snapped up to stare at Rain as she heard her lover's exclamation.
What could be wrong now? Tina, you said this balloon would only blow you up twice as big, but it's going to blow you up 10 times big.
10 times? Tina's mind was racing. There was no way she could hold that much gas. If she didn't get this balloon out of her mouth soon, it was going to keep pumping her up bigger and bigger until she just popped. Tina yanked on the balloon with all her might.
No good, Tina, said Rain miserably, still reading the manual. It says here that you can't pull out the balloon until it's completely deflated.
Tina mind-poked the balloon with a pin.
That's a great idea! That won't work either. If we pop the balloon, the spell won't be broken at all. It'll just blow you up with all the air in the room, or maybe the world. And that doesn't just pop you, it'd kill everyone else.
At the mention of the word pop, Tina's eyes began to tear and she started to hyperventilate. Unfortunately, her heavy breathing only caused her to inflate faster. She waddled toward Rain, but lost her balance and toppled over again. Her cushiony body bounced gently as she hit the ground, but her inflation didn't slow at all. She was ballooning so fast that reddish stretch marks started forming across her expansive midsection. The stitches along her legs ripped and popped as her legs, too,
began to fill with gas. The sweater tore down the side completely, falling to her sides, and her bra, which had struggled so valiantly to contain her impossible assets, finally exploded apart. Now all that was left were her stretchy satin panties, slowly shredding at the seam as she blimped, but not yet defeated. She wondered briefly if her panties might actually prove to outlast her. She certainly didn't feel like she could last much longer. She was so pumped up with the air that she could barely move a muscle. All she could do was to mumble helplessly and blink away tears of panic as she neared detonation. Tina squeezed her eyes shut, dreading the inedible. She was too full. There was no way she could hold even one more ounce of air in her bloated body without bursting into a million pieces. She was going to explode, and there was nothing she could do about it. Her skin felt like it was stretched as thin as tissue paper. If she didn't overload soon, she would outgrow the room, and the walls pressing against her expanding sides would surely cause her to rupture. The balloon was almost completely deflated. It looked like it only had a couple seconds left to go before it was empty. But Tina didn't think she could last that long. But it didn't come. Nervously, Tina opened one eye. She was still there, an enormous pink blimp filling up her entire field of vision. Her skin felt tight beyond belief. So tight that she was amazed she hadn't busted apart already. As she craned her neck slightly to see better, she could hear herself creaking and groaning with barely contained internal pressure. But she wasn't getting any bigger. Rain sat in a corner, curled up, her arms over her head protectively. When the expected kaboom failed to materialize, she opened one eye fearfully. Tina smiled weakly and spat out the limp balloon.
"It's okay," she wheezed. "I'm fine. I didn't blow after all."
Rain laughed madly with relief. Tina was too overwhelmed with joy to do anything but smile and breathe a sigh of relief. But to sigh, she had to take a deep breath. And she realized, only a split second too late, what a bad idea that was.